gambling is up. So in changing the pitching record, Marbury left the game after allowing four runs and six hits, but he had two men on there, so and they scored. So he's charged with six of the runs, six hits, and two and one-third innings. Rook is coming up there. He bats them left-handed, although he throws right-handed. Chapman is moving on over now toward left field. Outside, ball one, figuring if Hamlin hits it all, he'll swing late and punch a ball into left rather than pull one into right, although he's a left-hand batter. Strike called. The count is 1-1. And the score is 8-1. And Broca pitches the next one. Hamlin fouling in the left field stand. Strike two. Two strikes and one ball. Two and one. Hamlin smashed a single to left center field, wrapping one on the ground between second base and Frankie Crosetti, the Yankee shortstop. One out, Hamlin on first. And Fox is up. That is Hamlin's fifth hit of the season. Ball one, a little low. Pete had a hit the first time up. Strike called, a fastball, letter high. Count is 1-1. One and one on Fox, Hamlin on first. Fox grounded to Lazzari. Lazzari fumbled its peculiar roar. It hopped over his hand. It took some English and bounded away from him just as he was reaching for it. And Fox gets a hit rather than Lazzari being charged with an error. It was one of the most peculiar rolling balls we've seen. There was a lot of spin on it. Lazzari had started to his left, and then he took a step back to get this ball, and it seemed to revolve and sort of curve right away from him. Very slow roller. Hamlin on second, Fox on first. One out, White is up. Ball inside to a left-hand batter. Score is 8-1 in favor of the Yanks. This is the third inning. One man gone with Hamlin on second and Fox on first. Broca adjusts his cap. Throws the rubber. Here's the pitch. Strike. Swinging at a fast one. And the count is 1-1. Johnny throws the rubber again. Here's the pitch. Strike two called on White. Another fastball pitched over the outside corner. Two strikes, one ball. Again, Broca steps in there. Here it comes inside. Bounded a slow one toward first. Broca fumbling the ball, and the bases are loaded. Broca grabbed it, made another grab, and it scored as a hit for White. Bases are loaded now. One man out. Give White a hit rather than Broca an error on that bounder, which he popped, hitting it slowly toward first. Broca made two stabs for it, but couldn't get it in time for a play. And we're seeing a lot of different kinds of baseball today. Charlie Gehringer is the batter. He popped to Crosetti the first time up. Three on, one out. The score, 8-1 in favor of the Yanks. High inside, ball one. Broca is rubbing the perspiration off his glasses with his handkerchief. Now he's all set to go. His arm goes up in the motion. Strike called on Charlie. A pitch right through the middle. 1-1. Hamlin on third. Fox on second. White on first. One man out. The arm goes up for the pitch. Geringer fouled back at third base. Rolfe made a nice try for it. Lost his cap in the effort. And showed his flaming red patch, from which he getteth his nickname of Red Rolfe. Coming back in now, the count is two strikes and one ball. Charlie Geringer, the batter, with the bases loaded. The fans from Fowlerville gave Charlie a nice floral horseshoe this afternoon before the game. We'll see whether it brings any luck or not.
Isn't it the ball, though? Where is it?
Broca rubbing the shine off of the ball, a new ball. This one bounded into the boxes out there. Now he's pulling his glove back on, climbing up on the hill and throwing the rubber. Two strikes and one ball is the count. Here's the pitch. Geringer pops, and it looks as though Rolfe would take that, coming in almost to the plate to make the catch on that little pop fly in front of the plate. Two men out. Greenberg is up. Hank fanned the first time. Well, the floral horseshoe didn't bring Charlie much luck at the first two times at bat. Been retired on pop flies to shortstop and to the third baseman. Three on and two down. Greenberg is up, who struck out the first time. Broca takes his cap off, then he settles it on his head again. He's up on there and he's ready to go. Here's the first pitch to Hank. It's a called strike, a fastball letter high on the outside corner. Again, Johnny mops the brow and the glasses. Kind of warm out there working, and one wearing glasses, they get steamed up a bit. We're in the third inning and it's almost 4 o'clock. We'll probably be here all night. Everything has happened so far that you'd expect to happen on a ball field. Two strikes and nothing. The arm goes up for the pitch. Greenberg bounded it slow into third base. He's out. Rolfe to Gary. No runs, three hits. Two of them very scratchy. No errors and three men left on bases. First man up, Hayworth, flied to Chapman in left center. Hamlin singled to left center. Fox got a hit on a peculiar roller that topped over Lazzari's outstretched bare hand. White got a single on a top ball bounding slowly toward first that Broca could not handle in time for the putout. That filled the bases. Geringer then popped to Rolfe about 10 feet up the line from the plate toward third base. Greenberg ended the inning, popping a pitch, bounding one to third, and was tossed out. Broca to Greenberg. No runs, three hits, no errors, and the score remains 8-1 in favor of the Yanks as the fourth inning opens. The first man up is Crosetti. Singled the first time, slide to White the second time. Marbury started the game, allowed six of these runs and six hits in two and a third innings, and Luke Hamlin is now doing the pitching. In the first pitch, a ball inside. Hamlin starts his windup for the next one. Foul strike. Bounded off Hayworth's mask. The count is 1-1. This is WWJ, the Detroit News, White Star Refining Company, bringing you this game. Hamlin gets ready with a new ball. He looks him over. He starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Strike two called. Cutting that outside corner. Two strikes, one ball. And here's the next one. Ball a little high. 2-2. Was over there, but high. Two and two. Crosetti popped a foul off the handle in the stands, upper deck, caught by a bald-headed gentleman, and it's in his pocket already. He squeezed that a moment, showed it to some of them around there, and in the pocket she went. Foul ball in the side pocket. 2-2 is the count. Nice new ball. Hamlin ready. Arm goes down, up again. Here she comes. Another foul over the roof. No souvenir on that, except somebody outside may get it. Another new ball coming into play. 2-2 is the count on Crosetti. Leading off in the fourth. And 3-2. Been up there a long time. About time to get on or get out. He's on, I think. On knocked down the drive. He's out. On knocked down his drive. Couldn't hold it cleanly. Picked it up. He was kind of late on that throw. We didn't think he could possibly get him, but his fast, accurate throw did. It was a hard smash right there at third base. One out. Redroth is up with a double and single to his credit. Two times at bat. Strike called. He scored two runs and has driven in one. Ball outside and low. Score 8-1 in favor of the Yankees. For any of you just tuning in. Fourth inning. One out, none on. Rolf flied to short left. Goslin coming for that one is under it. He has it. Two out and Selkirk is up. Selkirk singled the first time. Scoring Crosetti and Rolf. Walked the second time and lived to score. A drive to left. Goslin is under that one and has it. Line drive to left center for the third out. Crosetti first up, grounded out. Owen to Greenberg. A hard smash just inside the bag. Owen knocked it down. Didn't look as though he could possibly recover it in time, but he did. And threw him out with a hard, accurate throw. Rolf and Selkirk both fly to Goslin and left. Tigers come to bat in the fourth. Owen, Goslin, and Rogel are up. So far, the Tigers have made four hits off Broca. Pete Fox has one of them. Two of them, rather, and White and Hamlin, the other two. One of Fox's was rather scratchy, and so was one of White, the one that White had. Have made six hits off Marbury and three off Hamlin. We're ready to go. Owen is in there. He grounded the short the first time at bat. The first pitch, a called strike. This is the fourth inning and the score 8-1 in favor of the Yanks. Owen fouls for the second strike on the roof of the right field pavilion. Going in. Souvenir. 2-0 on Marv. Goslin up. Telephone falling. Goose popped to Crosetti at short the first time up. Strike called on Leon right through the middle. And the next pitch. Goslin bounded to shortstop. Crosetti has it. There's the throw. He's out at first. Crosetti to Gehrig. Two out, none on. Rogel is up. Bill fouled to Jorgens the first time at bat. pitch to Willie, and he bounded one through Salcedi into center field for a single. Rogel singles to center with two men out. Hayworth is up. Hayworth flied to Chapman in center the first time up. One in favor of the Yankees. Fourth inning, fourth game. Hayworth flies to right field. Sammy Bird is under that one. He has it. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. Holland first up, foul to Jorgens, who ran clear down to first base to make the catch. Goslin was tossed out by Crosetti, the Yankee shortstop. Rogel bounced the hit through Crosetti, and Hayworth flied to Bird in right. 8-1 in favor of the Yanks going into the fifth inning. This is WWJ, the Detroit News. Game coming to you through the courtesy of the White Star Refining Company. And does your car door squeak, I ask you, or the hood or windows? Well, they needn't. For a touch of mobile door ease, we'll take the squeaks right out, and it can't soil your clothes. Just ask your White Star dealer to show you how it works. He'll be very happy to do so. Going into the fifth inning, first man up for the Yanks, Lou Gehrig. He's had one out of two. Single the last time up. Foul strike, back against the wire. One strike on Gehrig. The arm goes up for the pitch. A grounder to Gehringer. Gehrig is out, refusing to run. Gehringer taking it on the first hop. One out, and Tony Lozeri is up. Tony's had one hit in two times at bat. Ball for a called strike, and then curving one away from him, which Tony reached for and wasn't there. 2-0. High inside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Luke sets himself, starts that peculiar windup of his, both arms up over his head. Here she comes. Another one way outside. Ball two. 2-2. Two it is. The windup starts again. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Inside. The crowd said, oh, a couple of O's. 3-2. You may hear them O-ing. Three and two it is. Lozeri the batter. One man out, nobody on. Here comes the pitch. Lozeri grounded to short. Rogel has it. There's the throw. He's out. Rogel to Greenberg. Two out and none on. Chapman is up. Benny's had a single and a double and two times at bat. Scored one run. A little high and outside. Ball one. Your right-hand batter. By the way, somebody wrote me a letter, wanted me to answer today how many turnaround batters we had on the Tiger team. Just one. William Rogel, the fire chief, is the only one who bats from either side of the plate. Chapman fouled that pitch, and the count is 1-1. Chapman fouled that one against the netting for the second strike. Two strikes, one ball. We're in the fifth inning. The score is 8-1 in favor of the Yanks. Two men are out, nobody on. Here's the windup for the next pitch, and it's high and outside. The count is now 2-2 on Chapman. Hamlin sets himself, starts his windup, two and two is the count. Struck out, swinging at a curve, outside and high. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Hamlin has retired the last six Yankees to face him in order. Gehrig grounded to Gehringer. A hard shot on the ground right at Charlie. Lazeri grounded to Rogel, a rather soft touch. And Chapman struck out swinging. So we go into the Tiger half of the fifth. Hamlin is first up, followed by Fox and White on deck. Each one of these gents has had one or more hits, Fox having two and two times at bat. Jack Salsgaver, who usually plays third base for the Yankees, but did play first base here when Gehrig was injured the last time the Yankees were here, has replaced Gehrig at first. Hamlin is up, and the first pitch is high, ball one. Gehrig is leaving the game after getting one hit and three times at bat. Strike called on Luke. One and one it is. Ball two, outside. Fifth inning, Hamlin leading off, strike two called. Count is two and two on Luke. Two and two. Broca's arm goes up for the pitch. Hamlin fouled in the box's extreme left field end of the grandstand. Count is still two and two. Ball three, a little low. 3-2 on Luke. Leading off in the fifth. Singled the last time up, the only time he's been up there. Here's the pitch. Hamlin fouled another one in the same spot, almost the same box. He's aiming over there, swinging a little late, and the Yankee defense is pulled way around to left field. Coming around late on those. Here's the next one. Hamlin bounded a slow one to Lazeri. He's safe. He went very fast, and he beat that slow Lazeri. A slow, high bounder. He went down there like JoJo White or Pete Fox. Two hits and two times at bat for Luke. Didn't seem to start fast, but when he realized it was a slow bounder, he put on a lot of speed and beat it. Fox is up. Fox has had two out of two. Ball one outside. Huh? Well, he's had six hits all season. Got two today. Ball one inside. Or ball two, rather. First one's outside, missing inside. Two and nothing on Fox. Hamlin getting two hits today. Makes him six hits for the season. Ball three, another high one, and Art Jorgens, the Yankee catcher, is asking umpire Bill Dineen for a new ball for Broca. He's gotten it, thrown the old one out, and will pitch a new ball to Fox with a count 3-0. See, that was a better one. It's right through the middle for a called strike. 3-1 on Pete. Hamlin on first, nobody out in the fifth, 8-1 in favor of the Yanks. Ball strike two called. He got the outside corner with that one. A knee-high pitch. And the crowd roared in disapproval. 3-2. Nice pickup of this hard smash at third base. And his throw to Lazeri forced Hamlin at second. Fox is on first on the fielder's choice. JoJo White is up. He's had one hit and two times at bat. First time up, he forced Fox to second, stole second, and went on to third when the ball went through to the outfield. A called strike on JoJo, a knee-high pitch from the outside corner. White bunted to third. He beat Rocha's throw for a single. Fox stopping to beat Rolfe's throw, rather, for a single. Fox stopping at second. Rolfe and Broca were right there to field this bunt. Broca was in Rolfe in better position to throw. He heaved it over there perfectly, but too late to get the flying white. Geringer is up again with runners on second and first. One man out. Charlie came up in the third inning with three on and one out. And popped to Rolfe at third. He's been up twice, popped to shortstop and to third. Inside and low, ball one. Jorgens making a nice, very nice stop of that rather badly pitched ball. Right down at Geringer's feet. Two on, one out. Two fast men on there, by the way. Fox on second and White on first. And the next pitch, Geringer lined a hit. Back at second base. Fox is scoring. White is trying for third. Chapman's throw is going over to Rolfe. But White is safe at third. That's Charlie Geringer's 200th hit. 200th for the season. Paul Winger made the first 200 hit of the season in the majors yesterday. Paul Winger, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Score is now 8-2 in favor of the Tigers. One man out. White on third. Geringer on first. Greenberg is up. Hank fanned the first time and grounded to Rolfe at third the second time up with the bases loaded that time, ending that third inning. McCarthy has a couple warming up out there. Two in favor of the Yanks. Fifth inning. One out and runners on third and first. Greenberg fouls. Strike one. Up against the wire and down again. Russell Van Atta, a left-hander, is warming up. And Johnny Allen, a right-hander. They warmed up yesterday. But it was not necessary. Strike two called on Hankus Pankus. Curve over the outside corner. Two or nothing. One man out. Greenberg the batter. White on third. Geringer on first. Broca standing back behind the rubber, adjusting his cap, expectorating a bit. Now he's climbing up on the hill, throwing the rubber, ready to pitch. Here it is. Greenberg single to left. A hard smash on the ground between third and shortstop. Scoring White. Geringer stopping at second. Lads have gotten to Broca here for four hits. Score is 8-3 in favor of New York. Marvin Owen is up. Marv grounded the shortstop the first time. And fouled to Jorgens the second time. Crowd is beginning to get noisy now. It's the first time they've had any chance to do much yelling. But it's been all New York up until now. Still pretty much New York. Curve ball outside. Ball one. 8-5 in favor of the Yanks in the fifth inning. I mean 8-3. 8-3 in favor of the Yanks. Five-run lead, I meant to say. Sometimes you can't just say what you mean. Ball one is the count. Owen the batter. And the next one. Owen pops. Lazari is going back on the grass. He's under it. Tony has it. Two out. Gosman is up. Goose popped the shortstop the first time up and grounded the short the second time. Geringer on second, Greenberg on first. Two men out now. Broca takes his time before getting ready to pitch to the Goose. Bruce is rubbing the handle of the bat. Now he's in there, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Outside, high, ball one. Johnny climbs up, shows the rubber, coming in. Strike, swinging with one outside. Balls, ball one and strike one. One and one on Goslin. Broca again rubbing the moisture off his spectacles, adjusting them now on his cap. He's climbing up on the hill. One and one's the count. Goslin fouled on top of the roof, going out into Michigan Avenue. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Chewing his gum out there. Getting up on the hill slowly, throwing the rubber. Two strikes and one ball. Here's the pitch. Goslin grounded to Lazzari. He's out. Lazzari to Salzgaber. Was forced that second by Fox on a good play. Rolf to Lazzari. White beat out a bunch to Rolf. Fox stopping at second. Geringer singled, scoring Fox. White going to third. Greenberg singled to left, scoring White. Geringer stopping at second. Owen popped to Lazzari, and Lazzari tossed out Goslin. Two runs, four hits, no errors. Makes the score 8-3 in favor of the Yanks as the sixth inning opens. Bird, Jorgens, and Broca are the first three Yankee batters. Hamlin, after relieving Marbury in the third inning, has allowed two runs, three hits. The last two innings, he has pitched the side down in order. Ball one, outside. Ball two, another one outside, two and nothing. The next one, ball three outside. All outside pitches to this right-hand batter, throwing them over near the left-hand batter's box. Three and nothing. Hayworth holding up the mitt for a target. The count is three and nothing. Strike called. Roof pitched that one right down the alley where Hayworth was holding the mitt. Three and one. And the arm goes up for the next pitch. See if he hits the target this time. He did. Another called strike. Three and two. Three and two. Sammy Bird, the batter, leading off. Here's the pitch. Bird lined a hit to right center field. Fox making a nice stop down there and cutting it off, holding it to a single. Jorgens is up, followed by Broca. Jorgens has a double in two times at bat. Hamlin gets ready, throws the rubber, has to pitch without that motion now with a runner on. A called strike on Jorgens, a right-hand batter. Pitch getting the outside corner letter high. The arm goes up for the next one. Here it comes. Foul, strike two. And that lower deck. Souvenir ball bombing around. Hitting one of the girders, evidently. Better to hit a girder than a girl. Two strikes and nothing is the count on Jorgens. Bird on first. Jorgens smashed a hit off Hamlin's glove into center field. Bird stopping at second. Broker is up. Broker opened and closed in one that time. He's up there to bunt. Greenberg is in on the grass. Strike called. Trying to head this runner off at third. If Broker bunts, the ball can be fielded at all. It'll be thrown to third base if there's a chance at all to get Bird going in there. He'll be forced at third, you know, with runners on second and first. Ball one, low and outside. Chief of the Hogsets has gone out to do a bit of warming up with Chief York. And they're giving him the Indian rattle and yell out there. Count is one and one on Broker. Hank Greenberg way in on the pitch. Strike two. Attempting to bunt that one. And the count is two and nothing on Broker. Greenberg is backed up a bit, but he's still playing very shallow, just off the grass. Figuring that Broker may go through with the bunt. Count is two strikes and one ball. Ball two, low and outside. Hamlin is giving Broker very bad balls at which to bunt, keeping them low and outside. Two and two, nobody out, runners on second and first. Hamlin takes his stretch. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Low and outside. Three and two. Nobody out. Runners on second and first. A three and two count on Broker. Now we'll see what happens on this pitch. Hamlin is ready. Takes his stretch. Here it comes. Ball four. The bases are loaded. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Crosetti is up. Well, Hamlin kept him from bunting. There was no sacrifice there for Broker. Three on and none out. Crosetti has had one hit and three times at bat. The score, 8-3 in favor of the Yanks. The inning is the sixth. Crosetti, a right-hand batter, and the lads are all playing deep for a double play. Here's the first pitch. Bang, bang, bang. A high fly and short left field. Goslin is coming in under that one. He's set and ready to throw, but Bird failed to try to score after that throw. Was coming right in to Hayward. Base is still loaded. One out. He'd have been out if he'd attempted to score on that one because the ball was not hit very far out in left field. Goose was set for the throw and heaved one in here, which was cut off before it got to Hayworth, but it would have reached Hayworth on the first bound. Rolfe is up. The redhead has had a double and a single in three times at bat. Left-hand batter. Two and nothing on Red Rolfe. Bird on third. Jorgens on second. Broca on first. One man out. Hamlin starts his windup. Here's the pitch. A drive to short center field. White coming for that one and ready to throw. Here comes his throw. Bird is trying for the plate. Hayward nearly met the plate. And thus ends the inning. Double play on White. Excellent throw to Hayward. Retiring Bird trying to score after the catch. Two hits and no errors. Two men left on bases. Bird first up, singled. So did Jorgens. Broker walked, filling the bases. None out. Crosetti flied to Goslin in short left. Bird making no attempt to score after the catch. Rolfe flied to White in short left center. Bird trying to score after the catch. was out at the plate on White. Excellent throw to Hayworth, ending the inning. No runs, two hits. Base on balls, no errors, and two men left on bases. Mr. Hamlin got himself out of a terrible hole there, aided by two excellent throws by Goslin and White. Goslin's throw keeping Bird from attempting to score, and White's beautiful throw to Hayworth, nailing Bird when he did try to score.